Welcome back. It's 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, I'm joined with Washington Times White House reporter Ben Wolfgang. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Mr. Parks, I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Military hitting the breaking point on mental health problems. I saw the headline. Problem of mental health issues larger than anyone previously thought?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. And, of course, in the aftermath of any mass shooting like we saw last week at Fort Hood, mental health always is one of these top issues that comes up and gets a lot of attention in the days and weeks after the tragedy. And then it sort of gets thrown on the back burner and everybody stops talking about it because nobody can really agree on how to handle the situation. But based on what we saw last week at Fort Hood and what was obviously a pretty troubled veteran of the Iraq War, Ivan Lopez, you had some folks yesterday making the rounds in the Sunday talk shows, military folks like Admiral Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who had some pretty strong language in saying, look, we need to get a handle on this because going forward with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan winding down, you're going to see a lot more veterans returning home with obvious needs for mental health services. Now, the problem you run into, as you and I have talked about before, is when you get down to the details of what exactly do you do. It would take a lot of money, to get the type of mental health infrastructure that we need in this country, both in the military and in the general population. So there's going to obviously be efforts on Capitol Hill, renewed efforts on Capitol Hill in wake of last week's shooting, but what exactly comes of it remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Any indication that this individual or others may have had problems before entering the service?
You know, that's kind of unclear right now, and certainly that's something that I think investigators are going to be looking into, and certainly lawmakers and military investigators want to know the answer to that question. Military investigators so far are saying that they can't uncover or can't find anything during Ivan Lopez's time in Iraq that would have contributed to this. They can't find any engagement with the enemy, any combat, any other sort of traumatic event that might have spurred his depression or his post-traumatic stress disorder or whatever mental illness he may have been suffering from. So a lot of those details are unclear. You raise a good point, though. You would think that if the military is saying nothing happened to this guy when he was in Iraq, at least in our view, that would lead him to do what he did last week, then you have to wonder, maybe he had some mental health issues he was dealing with outside of the military before he was even deployed, possibly before he even joined the military. I think that's probably a rational conclusion to come to, and I think investigators are going to want to find out the answer to that pretty quickly.
Yeah, because the guy, evidently he was not in hand-to-hand combat. He was a truck driver in Iraq.
Right.
I heard one doctor speculate saying, well, it depends on what he was exposed to. You know, was he a guy going in to clean up bodies, or was he just delivering goods from one point to another?
Yeah, that's sort of unclear, too, but that's an interesting point. There are experts who are saying, look, just because you're not, shooting at the enemy and being shot at, or just because you're not blown up by an IED, that doesn't mean you can't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or any other type of trauma being in a war zone like that. You raise a good point. I mean, if this guy was driving trucks around and was exposed to seeing his fellow service members, wounded or perhaps even dead in combat zones or near combat zones, that certainly would have a dramatic effect on him. So just because he's not in combat per se doesn't mean that he wouldn't bring the effects of war back home with him. But again, like everything else that we seem to be talking about, that's one of the things that's unclear. I think we're probably going to get a better picture of that moving forward. But right now, it's a little murky exactly what he saw and what he did when he was over there.
Yeah. I certainly don't remember the massive numbers of these types of problems during the Vietnam era, or for that matter, Desert Storm, although it could be that we just didn't hear of them before.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I think there may have been, and I've talked to folks who have said, look, this is probably, you can probably go back to World War II and maybe even earlier and find veterans who are coming home with these types of problems. But as you say, nobody really knew what it was and didn't know how to diagnose it, let alone how to treat it. So I think the problems themselves probably aren't anything particularly new, but what does seem to be new is the way they're manifesting themselves into violence, like we saw at Fort Hood back in 2009 with Nadal Hassan, and of course last week, and we've seen other mass shootings outside of the military of folks that have some sort of mental illness. So you're right. I don't think the problems are particularly new. We're certainly hearing more about them. We understand them better than we did a decade ago or two decades ago, not well enough, according to lawmakers and military leadership. But I think what's new and what's really scary moving forward is the fact that these types of mental health issues can translate into violence like we saw last week.
Mm-hmm. All right. President headed to Fort Hood Wednesday, right?
Yeah, the president's going to go down there and attend the memorial service at Fort Hood on Wednesday. He went down there in 2009, the last shooting at Fort Hood. It's been unsurprising that he'll be down there. He was scheduled to be in Texas anyway to attend some fundraisers for the Democratic Party. So he'll be stopping by the memorial service before that.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. Seriously? He's going to be fundraising? He was going to be in the neighborhood anyway?
That's right. That's right. He was scheduled to be in Texas anyway.
I don't even know what to say to that, but I don't know.
I mean, the president, certainly you and I have talked before, this president has been mounting an all-out push to raise as much money as he possibly can for the Democratic Party. So, hey, he didn't cancel a fundraiser in Chicago last week in the immediate aftermath, literally hours after the shooting took place. He went ahead with a fundraiser at a private home in Chicago. So if he's not going to cancel a fundraiser in the hours immediately after this thing happens, I can't say I'm surprised that he would go ahead with these later in the week.
All right. I also understand that this president admires the artwork of George W. Bush. I saw a little blurb on that.
Yeah, it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that he was a fan of President Bush's artwork, and then late last week, the White House was asked what President Obama thought of his predecessor's artwork, and apparently when the two men were on Air Force One for that lengthy flight to South Africa to attend the funeral of Nelson Mandela a few months back, George W. Bush had some of his artwork on an iPad and was showing it to President Obama, and evidently the White House is now saying that the 44th president is a fan of his predecessor, probably just in the world of art, because we know right now that he's not a fan. He's still trying to blame just about all the problems in the country on George W. Bush, so he's obviously not a fan of his policies, but when it comes to his artwork, I guess he's a fan.
Well, if Obama ever takes time out from his busy schedule fundraising, perhaps he'll do a little painting on his own. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. The one thing, too, that surprised me is the White House, one of the deputy press secretaries, Josh Earnest, said that a painting is a hobby that not a lot of people expected George W. Bush to have, and I don't exactly know what that means. I guess, because he comes across as sort of the everyman type and has that reputation for sticking his foot in his mouth on occasion. Some people seem to think that means he can't be a good painter or can't be cultured in some way. So I'm not sure exactly why that would be the case. But I think if everybody thinks that, he's proving them wrong, I think.
Yeah. All right, one final thing. Anything big we should know about the president involved in outside of headed toward Texas on Wednesday?
Yeah, he's going to be in Bladensburg High School, or was at Bladensburg High School today, to announce a $7 million grant to the high school for college and career training. So the administration's rolling out yet another round of grants, more than $100 million to school districts and some outside groups to better prepare students for college and career. So that's sort of the education policy that we've seen from the Obama administration continuing today, which largely is throw a bunch of money at programs that we approve of.
There you go. All right, Ben, as always, thanks for your help. Enjoy the dreary day.
I will. Thanks, Andy.
See you. Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times White House reporter, 1253, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.